I think there's a story that I've told to the community of Ajahn Lee Damodaro. He's the first disciple of Ajahn Ajahn Mun, who came out of the northeast of Thailand and came to central Thailand to teach, sort of bringing the forest tradition out of the northeast at a time when communication, transportation were very basic. And so he would go off wandering from time to time. Lay people noticed that and asked if he would take them on Tudong, on one of his Tudong trips. And he said, yeah, sure. And so he thought, well, I'll take them up to the north, where the lot of he did a lot of wandering up there. Ajahn Mun did a lot of wandering. Weather's quite cool, pleasant. So made an appointment for, okay, let's all meet at the central train station in Bangkok, and we'll go up to the north and I'll take you on Tudong. So everybody starts to gather at the central train station, catch the train up to Chiang Mai, and he starts noticing that people are coming with suitcases and bags and boxes and food and whatever. They had everything. And he just sort of took a look at that and he said, okay, let's start Tudong. And he started walking down the railroad tracks. And then everybody said, okay, you've got to follow the Ajahn. So he said, pick up stuff and start carrying. And it didn't take very long that they're getting rid of all sorts of stuff. I think they walked for most of that day. They made it to Don Mueang, which is the old airport. It's about 20 kilometers outside of the city, 15, 20 kilometers outside of central. And he said, okay, people have shed quite a lot already now. Okay, let's get on the train. So that, if you're carrying everything, you really start to know, okay, what's essential, what's necessary. I mean, some people here have probably done backpacking trips, and you start divesting yourself of stuff pretty quickly once you're carrying it every day.